Welcome back. It's been Dave's Remarkable. There is no way I was going to go before. Why do you do that? Are you testing me? Are you testing me?
Right when the bass dropped, I was like, that's the spot. I forgot Nikki, it has that.
Nikki waits 3 seconds until the beat drops and yells out, go. I got Nikki setting me up on the beats. I got Steve over here asking.
Best mac and cheese I've ever had. Sorry. Oh, I didn't know you was. I thought you were going to sell me out. Chick-fil-A is the best mac and cheese ever.
You did that irresponsibly, and you did it with no shame. It was actually responsible.
I picked the one with the most brown in it because I know that's the cheese, like the burnt cheese.
Right, that's kind of the crispy.
That was incredible.
Adds a lot to the texture.
That was incredible. That was
so good.
Thank you. Thank you, David. Thank you, Chick-fil-A. Thank you guys so much. It brought sandwiches, mac and cheese.
I'm going to tear it up, too.
It was.
You haven't yet?
That was orgasmic.
No.
Okay.
So Nikki's over here trying to get me to rejoin before the beat drops. Steve's over here asking me about random songs that pop in my head.
No, it's a good question. Nick. Let me ask you. Let me just give the example so y'all know what it stems from. I was eating my mac and cheese. And I have a happy song. You just have a song that like so when I'm just walking around the house sometimes, I'll just be doing the dishes.
He was dancing eating mac and cheese when I came around the corner and he was in his own world.
Listen. And for me,
give you that visual.
I have a couple, but one of my go-tos is for some reason, I'm like, can't nobody love me better.
Make me happy. That's what he was singing in his mind.
That's just one of my, it just pops in my head all the time. Like I'll be around the house and I'll sing it out loud in public, like in front of people. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Yeah. Like, I don't even know why. Like, I'll just, and it's one that, like, I can't stop myself. It's perfect.
Do we have to mute?
He couldn't get the video working.
I couldn't get you to work.
Oh, man, my bad. That's right.
Okay. Pull it down, because somebody's gonna call us from the like, hey, you can't play our music.
And it's not really fair because mine's the remixed Little Kim version, anyways. So that's what I always think of.
Okay.
I didn't even know that was a song until in the last 10 years. Okay, 10, 15 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
know that song. Yeah.
I have an answer.
Okay. And again, not like a flavor of the month song.
Okay. Put it this way. I have about a 5 rotation. You know?
Okay.
About a
that's
5
fair.
Rotation.
That's fair.
They pop into my head. Some of the rotation. Okay. I need a disclaimer. I'm afraid I have to give a disclaimer. This song, I like to sing it when it pops in my head. So when I'm in the mood to sing, this is an easy song for me to sing and add my little stink to it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Sure.
Okay, people. Judge not, lest you be judged first.
Oh, listen. There's no judging here.
Okay. Here it goes. This is what I like to say.
Judgment-free zone.
See, Steve, good. If I'm cleaning or doing anything happy around the house, you want to know what I sing?
Listen.
I've got hope. I love that. I love singing that. I got holes in different area codes. Area. I love saying that.
Listen, I'm laughing so hard because that is absolutely my number two that I sing around the house.
Really?
Oh my God, that's awesome. You can call Charity Rummage on the phone right now and say, what song annoys you that Steven sings around the house? And she would be like, that ludicrous song.
It's fun. I mean, just the Nate Dogg bait, you know.
Because I always hit the, oh. Yeah.
and you get to change it up however you want it. It's like, I've got. And y'all slow it down. It's like,
oh,
I've got. I've got.
Well, of course, me being a nice serving Republican, I'm very PC, so I say pros.
Oh, I do that too. Yeah.
Bro.
But yeah. I love it. Yeah, and people, yeah, good disclaimer. Sorry, I just like to sing that song. So here's the thing.
That's so funny, though, man. That's so funny, and that is.
So that's the perfect transition into.
What about you, Nick? It's probably something.
No, it's
New York.
No, it's.
I was thinking of Frank Sinatra.
I just knew it was going to be something like that.
No, this is my go-to, the Spinners, man, Rubber Band Man. That's just gotta.
Doing
some chores. I'm singing this one.
This is a good one.
Damn, I'm walking. Yeah, you know that's piss Jeanette off with that one.
That's how it plays in your head.
Yeah, right. Yeah, doing
this
a little dance.
Ooh. Well, it's still just a few seconds. You remember the Anthony Davis commercial with this?
No.
Made me so mad because how awesome it was. Wait, they played this song behind him, and they were like, it was like, you know, it was a game that was going to be a Pelican game.
Yep. Yeah, I do know now. Yep.
They played it like all week and like 2 weeks. It was like,
it's awesome.
That's
my go-to.
No, this is good.
That's a good call.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, thank you.
And you did the voice. You had the voice going.
Yeah. You got to.
But you can.
You got to do the dun 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 dun. You gotta bang on something when you do that.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah. That's a happy song. Yeah, that's
good. Oh, that's good, Nick.
Well done.
Thank you, boys.
I like that. All right. That was better than I thought.
You thought he was going to try to outthink the room?
Yeah, I was like, he don't have a song. He's going to say something here. It's going to be like.
Oh, okay. So just to fix this, just to get this out of our system really quick.
Okay.
Positive energy.
Oh, so much.
Survived one of the most embarrassing moments. Okay, so all this stuff is allegedly, okay? This never happened.
Okay.
Who's the guy that says, what you're about to see never happened?
Oh, yeah,
it's not Unsolved Mystery.
No, I thought it was Unsolved Mystery.
Is that Unsolved Mystery?
I think so, yeah. It's like pure fabrication.
Yeah, you know? Listen, this is pure.
It's a lie.
This is pure fabrication, Steve, okay? Nikki's pure fabrication. I'm in Kroger. I'm in the parking lot. I'm sitting there, Steve.
Oh.
I got my headphones in because I'm on the phone and I'm transitioning from my cell phone going to the car to I put in my earbuds, right? To go in the store because I'm on the phone, right? Let's just say a lady friend is on the phone, right?
Okay.
So a lady kind of walks up in front of the car and she looks at me and she smiles really big. And she looked in my face smiling, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, okay, you know. But I was laughing because of something the lady friend had said on the phone. So I reciprocated a big smile back, you know, blah, blah, blah. So she, you know, she keeps walking, you know, walks along. So I'm kind of getting out of the car, you know, whatever. And boom, you know, she had walked down about three cars, but now she's right in front of me again, right? So she says, I'm sorry, but do you drink? It's kind of an odd question, but
I partake in a libation or two.
I may partake. It's like, indeed.
I sure do.
I said, indeed, dear. She said, oh, because I'm making this blah, blah, blah. I'm making this rum Kahlua, thing. And, she's blah, blah, blah. And then it's clicking. Oh, you're the jam lady. You're my neighbor. She's brought me over delicious jams and jellies.
Oh, nice.
That she makes for competitions and stuff. Uh-huh. Kind of homemaker lady. But, I hadn't really looked at her up close
Yeah.
So it's just, that's why I didn't recognize her on demand, right? So now it's the first time I'm like, actually, okay, usually I see her in the car, something like that. So, of course, you got somebody on the phone also. So she says, oh, I'd like to bring it by, me and my girls, sometimes we get together and we have this little drink and I'm on the phone, right?
Yeah.
But
sure.
But here's the thing. So she says, we'll come over or I'll come over and blah, blah, blah tomorrow. Okay. I'm like, oh, that'd be great. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I'm saying it like in a neighborly way. Okay. Let's pause it right there.
Okay.
Charity Jeanette. Is this going over okay?
Oh. I'd say there's an 80% chance it's going okay.
Yeah, I think so.
But there is a 20 to 30% chance that, she'd be. I'd do something that would mess it up. That would piss her off.
Sure.
But it's okay. It's a neighborly accept.
Yeah.
A drink.
Yeah.
Because it's... You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know.
Because listen, this led to a philosophical debate just like, of course it's just smart aleck talk like, oh, so you taking drinks from your neighbors? And I'm like, yeah, of course. Then I'm kind of like...
That's a little odd.
Yeah. I did listen.
It's an odd situation.
It did kind of sound like I had to say it to myself again from an outside person just hearing the conversation. Like, your neighbor just talking about her and her girls and drinking tomorrow and sound like a date almost. I'm like,
yeah.
But I'm like, nah, it's just a neighbor.
Yeah. I'm switching that up a little bit. I'm going to go 50-50 on that one. Like that one, I'm not sure.
But my reputation as being such a great guy,
right,
tips the scales into my favor.
I love it.
Okay.
Okay.
Fast forward. 24 hours later, roughly, I got my windows open. Steve has told you, I keep my doors and windows open when you have good weather. It was a good temperature yesterday, right? Mm-hmm. So I see her. I see her drive by. And I'm probably assuming she saw, my stuff was open or whatever. She comes walking by, comes back by with the drinks, right? Or with the drink. So she kind of comes to the door, the threshold.
Yeah.
The door, right?
Sure.
Nikki. She's talking, she's telling about who she is and telling about her life and this is what you do, and this is what you do, and this is where you used to work at, and this is where we know the same people here. We're just having to get to know you conversation. And, oh, yeah, this is what I do, and I work out over here, and I do that here. All that good stuff, right? And at this moment, I hear a slight sound. All of a sudden, dun, 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 all of a sudden, dun, 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 all of a sudden, boom, 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 boom. Yep. This raggedy ass free washing machine,
yes,
that I got from Steve,
mm-hmm,
decides to explode in front of my company. Nikki. Imagine hearing the, and you're like, man, don't worry about it. Right. That's just a little balance thing in the washing machine. Oh, yeah. Sometimes
it'll reset itself.
Listen, when I tell you that thing, I mean, it came off the hinges. So put it this way. The body of the washing machine is warped out. That means the whole loose thing, the whole. Yeah. thing that carries the weight. Because what happened is I was doing all my linen, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I had one of those big furry blankets that just are a water.
Oh, yeah, they're heavy.
Yeah.
They get heavy.
They get stooped. So it got wrapped up in the mattress protector, which is waterproof. So it was basically a bowling ball.
Right.
Or a rock that was inside of the washing machine. Like, you couldn't even turn that washing machine off if you tried without risking injury. The lid came flying out of the washing machine. The whole body was warped out. I've never seen something like that. It was exploded. It was literally exploded. And I think Steve knew that.
Yeah.
He knew that was going to happen.
I was like, sorry.
Listen, when he gave it to me 3 years ago, he knew.
Yeah. He knew that at some point. But he was going to wait until you had plenty of company over.
Yeah, the exact moment.
Yeah. So when that thing
unleash hell.
When that thing exploded, I just picture like a genie version or like a spirit of Steve just there with a spit-eating grin on his face and be like,
Steve, that was the ultimate.
Get over it.
I'm blocking you, son.
That was the ultimate Trojan horse.
No, I was stopping him from making a bad decision.
Yeah, you know what, Steve? I'm glad you say that. So here I am making it sound like he's blocking you, and he's
the young lady on the phone that was on the phone. You're welcome.
Hypothetically, Steve.
Slow down.
Allegedly.
Right. Again,
be happy you're not in jail.
Listen, that thing was a monstrosity after it was done.
And yeah. Like,
but listen, Steve, I didn't even bat an eyelash. I was just like, yeah, my washing machine just died. So look. So then it's like, okay, so what are you about to do, girl?
Yeah. So I'm going to need a washer.
Yeah. If you know anybody.
You know. Look, you just started going. Look, as soon as it happened, he just looked at her and he went, I got pros. Like, all right. Yeah.
Exit stage left.
Okay.
Are you more excited about Scott or Smith?
That's a good question. You know, I think this weekend.
People, Rain.
Rain Smith.
Rain Smith.
Rain Smith.
James Scott.
James Scott.
Rain Smith, 6'2", Australian Sports Institute.
Yeah.
Sharpshooter.
Mm-hmm. Older guy, 1 year left.
Older guy, 22 years old, I believe. Or no, turning 22 soon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Older guy. And when you say Australian Sports Institute, they've basically been training. It's like Vassett and those guys.
They're playing pros.
You've been playing pros.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just period. Like it's IMG Academy on steroids.
Yeah.
You know,
sure.
Australia. So shooter.
Big time shooter.
Who Coach Kelsey describes as one of the better shooters in the world.
He's fifth in the country. In three-pointers this year.
Okay.
Yeah. I believe it's three-pointers made. Okay. I believe it's three-pointers made.
Listen, all kind of freshman three-point records.
Yeah.
All kind, just his resume.
I mean, he had 30 a couple times this year.
Yeah. Yeah, he's had games with 9 three-pointers, 10 three-pointers. So, like, this guy is really certified
mm-hmm.
three-point bucket, okay? So there's that. On the other end.
Glad you say it like that because there are two ends of the spectrum.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. On the other end, James Scott. We're talking 3-star, 6'11".
Yeah.
When you watch him, the first thing I notice, alley-oop dunker off either foot,
mm-hmm.
right foot, left foot, or both feet.
Yep.
That means he does not have to get his feet lined up to catch a lob. That means he's an instinctual.
Spin off either shoulder and can catch an alley-oop.
Instinctual athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Go get, see the ball go up there, go get it.
Yep.
He, you know, he'll put himself in harm's way to make sure he catches the basketball. He is.
Can finish in traffic too.
Quick. He's, listen, if he catches the ball, There's no wasted motion. He doesn't have to bend down and rock the ball down to get it up.
Yeah.
If he passes to his chest, he can go from chest to vertical dunk very, very quick. Mm-hmm. And guess what, people? He is the fourth youngest. This last year, he started the year the fourth youngest player in all of Division I basketball.
That's crazy. I didn't know that. That's crazy. You actually got me on something because I thought I knew everything about him. That's pretty good.
Yeah. 6'11" was the fourth youngest player in Division I. It was about 5'3".
Let me put something in perspective here, because immediately you might look at a guy like James Scott and you'll go, 5 points a game. You know, he hit 79% from the field, which is,
he get his hands on the ball around the baskets going in,
pretty massive, man. Yeah, around there. I'm looking for the exact number
that says no bad shots.
Right. Now I'm looking for the exact number, but he is an elite shot blocker. I mean, an elite shot blocker, because I believe it was Ennis had the number that I was wanting to look at. Yeah, here it is. Brandon Huntley Hatfield in 1,599 minutes in his sophomore and junior year here had 44 block shots in 1,600 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
In 562 minutes, James Scott had 45. He's an elite shot blocker, man. Like that's now he's a world. Now he needs everything else to come with him.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But you know he has a skill.
The shot blocking is what I am talking about. That's on the defensive end of the instinctual athleticism. When I say a shot goes up, he didn't have to line up his left leg or his right leg or two legs. He just goes. That's what transfers over to make him an instinctual shot blocker.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, again, light, you know, skinny, you know, he's not post move guy.
No, he's a young guy, though.
He's a young guy.
Yeah, he's a young guy, though. I mean, he's good off the pick and roll, too. I liked that as much as just him.
So right now, you have a diving guy off the pick and roll. Like, okay, right now on your team, you have, I mean, listen, his ability to go for the alley-oop, let's say that's his strong point.
Sure.
Or it's a strong point. He has two strong points, shot blocking and going to get the alley-oop. Mm-hmm. Being able to hold a defense with a 6'11 alley-oop guy on the back end on any kind of pick and rolls,
absolutely,
is a problem. This is what all the coaches, this is like the Holy Grail. A guard who can use a pick and roll, I can hold a center with an alley-oop guy, and guess what? I have a dead-ass aim Australian shooter with all kind of records stretched out to keep the help away from the alley-oop.
Yeah.
That's two spots that you're already at that are an elite situation. Now, they're not elite. You don't have to say elite players.
Yeah.
You have to say an elite setup.
Well, because you're going to fill out people around it.
Right.
I mean, Rain Smith did what he did last year at College of Charleston while being the second scoring threat on the team.
Mm-hmm.
What about this year when he's the fourth or fifth?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, no, I could. So you could argue, well, Steve, he's taking a step up. That's going to hurt him. And then I could counter with, yeah, but he's going to be 3-4 spots down the list of guys you have to find.
And
so how's that going to help him?
And he can get better.
Yeah.
You can get better.
Yeah, absolutely.
And with your James Scott situation,
well, his you can make ceiling, a huge jump. Oh, yeah, yeah. Like Rain Smith, you probably are like, yeah, I mean, he can get better, but you probably got what you got for the most part. Scott's totally different.
Also with Scott, you have NBA quotes saying, hey, we're excited about his potential. Not saying he's going to do it. Not saying he's ready to do it, but he's on our radar, and he's a high look. They say the way he runs,
yeah,
the way he jumps, and what he brings to the table is exactly what NBA teams are looking for. Hold the help, you know, either in the paint, and put a shooter out there.
Oh yeah,
yep. So it's like,
well, and then I know we'll take a break soon, but I want to go ahead and get this in so that way when we come back from break, we can transition maybe into team two, but like. The first visit on the books. So, okay, those guys are here. Mm. I think a lot of people are believing that Ty Lahr and him are going to speak either last night, today, something. So we'll probably know something about that soon.
Yep.
But first visit on the books, 6'6", guard, James Madison, Sunbelt player of the year. Which is a big deal. Now, again, not saying he's going to necessarily come here,
right.
But Terrence Edwards Jr., I say, okay, that's what he wants to piece in.
Yeah, that's another style, yeah. Another piece of information we're getting.
Yeah.
From his recruiting visit list.
Absolutely. 6'6".
Also, adult.
Yeah.
Adult.
Older guy. I think they're going to try to fill this team with adults, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's how you win year one.
Who do we got up there? Kenny, thank you for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, Kenny.
Barker, Steve, Nikki, what's going on, guys? It's Kenny, G-Minister off of YouTube, too. What's going on?
What's up, man?
NFS League. Never mind. Anyways, super valuable, though. Super valuable. We're going back to the fundamentals. That's what the game is missing. And I think this guy's going to give us balance. You know, everybody's blinded by all these five stars. Majority of these five stars are, you know, lazy. I mean, I ain't going to call them lazy, but they spoil you. We're going back to the fundamentals. Hopefully we can find that balance of having a couple of those five-star hungry guys. You got a few guys that may have been two or three stars coming in, but the knowledge and the teaching that he's going to receive and remain hungry, super valuable. Like I said, you got a dude, junior college kid or D2 guy, got a kid on the way. This is it for him. You know, he's the man of the house. So you get a few of those guys run around, inject a couple of veterans and some top-end five-star kids, because I just saw we received that boost of $1 million on the NIL match. Regardless of that, he has that money to play with. Going back to the fundamentals, really, I think it's a blessing in disguise for us partnership. But nonetheless, Marcus, keep doing your thing. I got pros. We always got some songs that motivate us. You wild for that. I fear you. Steve, keep it going. You can surprise you in Florida. Nikki V, y'all have a great one. All the best.
Appreciate the call.
Disappointed I'm not.
In Florida, right? I got to get a new song. Now I feel terrible about that. I shouldn't have confessed that.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, that's fair.
Don't sing that around charity anymore.
We all do it. I just do it. I just do it when she's aggravating me.
But it pops in my head, Steve. I know. And I just can't stop it.
I know. Usually she's like, who are you texting? And every time she asks me that, I'm like,
Because what else are you going to say in that moment? I tell you what, we'll take our last commercial break. Middays with Marcus, baby, 99.9 FM.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. We're in this together. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Welcome back. It's Midday with Marcus Maven. 81-50-93-9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Before I get to Roger hanging on the phone lines patiently, I want to take 1 second to give a special, special thanks to one of the newest members of the team. That would be Kentuckiana Pump Sales. For every home, building, business, or municipality that all rely on the movement these pumps provide. People, the moment you need a water or sewage pump, you should be thinking Kentuckiana Pump Sales. They're like our first responders or essential personnel. Over 35 years of experience, best service, fairest possible price, and it's right over in Jeffersonville, Indiana. People, go see Harold or go see Mark. They'll find out exactly what you need. Utility, sump, effluent, grinder, sewage, anything you need. 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana, of course. Or you can give them a call, 812-725-9217. Or simply visit KentuckianaPumps.com. Roger, thanks for hanging on through the break and joining us on 93.9. Fire away, Roger.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on, guys. Hey, I've been smiling all weekend because after hearing Coach Kelsey's introductory speech that he made,
yep,
I was smiling all weekend, and then it finally dawned on me, and I hate to admit it as a former Baptist deacon, but I had to look it up. But Romans 8:31 says, if God is for us, who can be against us? And when he described God's mansion as the cardinal, head, you know, estate, it dawned on me. That's his philosophy. Who can be against us? So I know I'm kind of weird about this, but
not at all.
I'm excited. You know, I just bring it on.
Listen. So, Roger, man, you're 100% right.
For sharing.
And it's listen, it's yeah, we're in revival.
A revival, Roger.
I love it.
Okay, where do we go next?
Oh my gosh! I mean, listen, it's
that's a good start, man. Those are two pieces. That's a good start, man.
God, that's a great start. And you know, I mean, if Edwards will be on campus tomorrow, I mean, that would be
you asked me a question.
Yeah,
Nikki, I want you to join this question. Oh, never mind. Nikki's answering the phones. When our roster is filled out, how would you rate our roster compared to North Carolina State's roster? Think on that.
Yeah.
I'll take this phone call and we'll get back to it. Chris, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
What's up, Maven Rummets?
What up?
Hey, Maven, all I could think about when you were telling that story is what our people would say. God's on time. All the time.
Yeah, listen, it sure enough happened. Perfect timing.
That's all I could think about. So here's what I'm thinking. I love the fact that he's brought in a point from his old school and a big guy from his old school. When you break up into practice, you normally break up into big and small. He's got two guys now that are extra coaches who can explain exactly what he's looking for and what needs to be done. I think that was one of the biggest things that we didn't have last time, is no one could explain what the coach wanted done because they weren't real sure what the coach wanted done. But now when we're recruiting, I don't think he's a collector of talents. I think he's a collector of people who fit his system, which is going to be even better for us. So when we're looking at all these guys, don't get excited about it, because he's looking for particular people who can do particular things within inside his system. And it's just fun to say system again. It's just so fun to say that we're going to have a system and we're going to be able to recognize what's going on. And as far as Brom goes, Brom is the storm. It's always going to be the storm. I'll get off and I'll listen to you guys.
Yeah, Chris, I appreciate the call.
Appreciate it, man.
Hey, Chris, that isn't – actually, that's a – more almost a Marcus Maben behind the scenes take on that, right? Because I was explaining to somebody the other day that I'm from a basketball policy where if you don't know everybody's positions, you shouldn't be on the court, right? If you can't be in all five spots and run it exactly how they're coaching the big, like I said, if you're a guard, you should still be able to go to the center spot and know his cuts, know his rotations, knowing what he's supposed to do. One of the more irritating things that I've ever had to experience is somebody get moved in positions. There's actually the podcast with LeBron and JJ Redick. He kind of talks about, early on, he knew people's positions. You know, he just felt like you were supposed to know that. And he talked about, being with the Lakers, and one time they switched D'Angelo Russell and had him, like I said, he's lefty, so they like him going from left to right on a certain play, and and when they swap it out. Having guys on your team that don't know how to just run the same play on the other side of the floor. It's a perfect point.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Chris saying, hey, he knows how to take the alley-oop spot from both sides.
Yep.
He can walk somebody through it. He's a freshman, but like I said, in the big man spot. You got Rain Smith. Mm-hmm. On the guard spots, he can say, hey man, I'm gonna be expecting you to flare. I'm going to be expecting you to curl. That's what I'm going to be looking for. So, yeah, that I know the coach. I know what the coach is going to say. Hey, man, this is what he's going to say if you don't do it this way, blah, blah, blah. That's a great point to have two at separate positions.
Oh,
go ahead.
Absolutely. Oh, no, you're fine. You're fine. Pat Kelsey just tweeted. Coach Kelsey tweeted. So he's got a little video here I was going to play.
Yo, Card Nation. This is PK. I got boots on the ground right now in the Ville, hitting the road to find future champions. The 502 circle, y'all, that's where it's at. We need you. We need you to step up in a major way. Hey, I love y'all. Can't wait to see you at the Yum. L's up. Go Cards. 502 circle. Get on it.
What are you waiting on?
What are you doing?
Is there a brick wall?
Yeah, what are you, right? Yeah, what are you waiting on?
What do you want? Get on it now.
Do it now.
I literally just told you, and Chris just told you, he has two players that can be effective players on day one in practice and in the games. And you have a top transfer coming in. How would you describe the transfer? Visiting.
Terrence Edwards Jr. Listen, he's 6'6", combo guard, more of a scorer.
Terrence or Damian Lee? Boom.
Damian Lee.
Listen, what's going to be great, Steve?
I don't know what you wanted me to say there.
Long gone are the days of us trying to defend transfers from smaller schools.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it great that we don't have to fight that fight anymore?
Yeah, absolutely. It's like, I'm good.
Yeah. You know who I was
One word, very simple.
I was looking at the point guard for Tennessee.
Yeah. Ziegler? No.
Is it Ziegler?
I mean, he's kind of a combo.
Defensive player of the year.
Ziegler. Yeah.
Yeah. I was looking at him. And I was like, it's funny. I hadn't watched him much this year in particular. You know, like I said, I've seen a couple games. He wasn't like Steve. I looked at him for about 40 seconds. And I was like, that's got to be one of the best defensive guys in the country.
Yeah.
Right? And then the commentator says, SEC Defensive Player of the Year. And I'm like, yeah. Look, yeah. And I was so proud of myself. For you know how you just watch somebody real quick and you say, who's that guy? You know? And,
yeah.
And then you find out like the Penny Hardaway story.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. The dude what coach told that where they were like
I forget what the coach had you ever heard of the Penny Hardaway story? A coach describing it?
No, I did not.
An assistant coach was trying to get a job, you know what I'm saying? And he's like, oh, you know, go over to this little tournament, you know, blah, blah. Or he had just hired the assistant, you know? And he was like, coach, you know, I found this guy, man. I think we need to really take a look at, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, okay, I'm listening. You know, he's like, this guy, he's out of Memphis, you know, blah, blah. He's about, you know, about 6'8". You know, I think he might be able to play the point guard spot. Coach,
he said, what's his name? Yeah. He's like, Anthony. Anthony Hardaway. And the coach was at a small level school. And the coach was like, I appreciate it. But that's the number one player in the country. So.
No. The number one guy is Penny.
At least I know.
Probably not going to get that.
You have a decent eye for talent.
Yeah. Probably not going to get that.
Yeah, I just saw him playing pickup at the gym. And it's like, yeah, hey, man, how about taking a shot at Northwest Memphis Community College? Listen, I think you have some talent that we could use at Northwest Memphis Community College.
Yep.
I mean, if you're not doing anything. That's when you open a gym bag. You put on your McDonald's.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I'm good. Yeah, it's like, no, Northwest. I'm running a little pickup over there, I guess. until I get to Memphis. Okay. Ugh. Roster, compared to North Carolina State by the time we get to full roster.
Oh, gosh. By the time we get there. I mean, again, my thing is just we're kind of prisoners of the moment. We'll get into some of this tomorrow.
Yeah, too. Yep.
Because I want to have this conversation tomorrow.
Okay, put it this way. This will be the tease for tomorrow's conversation.
Let's do that because I want to take UConn. Let me tease it right here. I want to take UConn, and of course, they're the standard in college basketball right now. I think the picture of how you build a college basketball
standard,
team.
The gold standard.
Yeah, absolutely. And then NC State and what they've done in the last that has made them here, which I think, yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Ceiling versus floor.
Yeah. So,
as always, 8150-939 is always the number. 3831-939 is always the text line. YouTube channel is normally made for the Ville. This is Mark's Baby 939 Ville.